Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we have a very special treat for you. We're going to be learning about the holy mitzvah of Baal Tosif. Yes, sweetest friends, Baal Tosif, not to add on to mitzvahs of the Torah. And we are going to be basing our shiur on the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha, which would be an understatement to say that it's one of the best books written in the history of the world. This is written by Rav Kunstler, who's a Maggid Shir here in the Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and one of the biggest Lamdanim of this generation. I've barely seen anything like this in my life, what he does with a sugya. So it's going to be an absolute pleasure to learn with this man, and it's going to be an absolute pleasure to learn with you. So hold on, and fasten your seatbelts, and we're going to go, Yitzhak Hashem. Please take the table in front of you and fold it up, and put your seat forward, and we're going to get ready for takeoff. Okay. So, sweetest, and please watch the movie in front of you, and you're going to see a cartoon character, what happens if he needs to use the oxygen mask. In any event, the Yishir should be Le'ili Nishmas Esther Bas Reb Shmuel and Chana Bas Reb Yitzhak Yona, and the Benashe Ben Brindel, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, and it should be the Refuas, Eita Meir Ben Rivka Ora, Miriam Rivka Bas Adina Leah, Zev Eliezer Ben Chaya Shendel, and Emuna Netzicha Yehudis Bas Anna. Sweetest friends, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot writes that we are forewarned by the Torah not to add on to the Torah. And that is called, sweetest friends, Baal Tosif. Now this mitzvah of Baal Tosif is mentioned both in Parshas Veschanan and in Parshas Re'eh. The Rambam here in the Sefer HaMitzvot, interestingly enough, quotes the pasuk Lo Sosif Alav, which is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So what Rambam should have done is, he should have brought the earlier pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. Why does the Rambam bring the later pasuk in Parshas Re'eh telling us not to be Mosif? Why not the earlier pasuk in Parshas Veschanan? And what's interesting is that if you look in the Rambam and his other compositions, in every place, he dafka uses the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, like he does here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he doesn't mention the pasuk in Veschanan except in one place, in Hilchas Tefillah, in the mitzvah of Baal Tosif of Birkas, in the Isra of Baal Tosif and Birkas Kohanim, based on the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah that uses the pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. But besides that, in every case, the Rambam uses the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, V'hadvarim omrim darshein. Why would the Rambam leave out omit the Parshas pasuk in Veschanan, which precedes Parshas Re'eh? You can look in the ninth parak of Hilchas Yisod, the Torah and Halacha Aleph. You can look in his Parash HaMishnayis to Sanhedrin in Parak Chelek, and in Hilchas Mamrim, in Ala Eretor, the Rambam Hadginitz, the Pusik from Parshas Re'eh. Rambam's always with Parshas Re'eh. That's the makor of the love of Baal Tosif, the Hadvarim Srichin Bior Rav. So in order to answer this, first we have to say that the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam dafka uses the later pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, it's a muchach that the Baal Tosif of Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Veschanan are two different inyanim. And what's written in Re'eh isn't written in Veschanan, and what's written in Veschanan is not written in Re'eh. And the Rambam prefers the Baal Tosif, the Lo Tosif Alav, which is written in Parshas Re'eh, because of a certain chiddush in that Baal Tosif. So now that we've established logically that they're saying two different things, and therefore the Rambam preferred Parshas Re'eh, we have to understand how it's different. What's the chiddush of the Baal Tosif in Parshas Re'eh that wasn't already said in Veschanan? So the Vilna Gaon, very famously, in his Aderes Eliyot to Parshas Re'eh, writes that really there are two dinim here. In Parshas Veschanan, the Rambam is talking about adding on to the Taryag mitzvahs, that you're not allowed to make a 614th mitzvah. And in Parshas Re'eh, the Rambam is talking about, the pasuk in Parshas Veschanan is talking about adding on a 614th mitzvah. And the pasuk, according to the Gra in Parshas Re'eh, is talking about adding on to the mitzvah itself. Like, for example, instead of four totafos, so you make five on your tefillin. Instead of four parashias, five. Instead of four minim, five. Adding on to the mitzvah gufa. However, it seems that the Rishonim don't agree with the Gra, because Rashi says the same thing in both places, in both Ve'eschanan and Re'eh. Both in Ve'eschanan, where it says, Lo sosifu ala davar, and in Re'eh, where it says, Lo sosif ala. So apparently, Rashi is learning that it's just repeating itself. The Torah, it's a kefal ashara. It's saying the same thing twice. Now, there's a sugya in Maseches Rosh Hashanah where they learn the iser, to add a bracha in Birchas Kohanim, from the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan, from the pasuk of Lo Sosifu Alav Dover, that's in Parshas Ve'eschanan. So we see that this pasuk is talking about adding on to the mitzvah itself, and not like the Gra. The Gra says that the Parsha Ve'eschanan, the pasuk of Ve'eschanan, is talking about adding another mitzvah to the Tayag mitzvahs. But in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we see that that pasuk in Ve'eschanan is used to forbid one adding on from the mitzvah itself. Now, the Gra doesn't have that kasha, because if you look in the Aderes Eliyahu, you see that the Gra didn't have that girsa that we have in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Because we have in our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you're not allowed to add on to Birkas Kohanim from the Pasuk of Ve'eschanan, there it says, Lo Sosifu Ala Davar. However, the Gra brings the Limud from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Lo Sosifu Alav. And on that he writes that the Kohen, in the Gra's Girsa, the Kohen isn't allowed to add on to Birkas Kohanim. So we see that the prohibition to add on to Birkas Kohanim is learned from Parshas Ve'eschanan, from Parshas Re'eh, and not from Parshas Ve'eschanan, and that works well with his Shita. Because the Gra learns that in Re'eh it's talking about adding on to the mitzvah gufa, and in Ve'eschanan he says that it's talking about adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah, making 614th mitzvah or 615th mitzvah. So it works out very well with the Gra, but according to our Girsa, the Gra's Chiddush wouldn't work. But according to our Girsa, the Pasuk quoted that forbids us to add on to Birkas Kohanim is the Pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan. And according to the Gra, the Parshas Ve'eschanan doesn't forbid you adding on to the mitzvah, it only forbids you adding on a new mitzvah. And in fact, in the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, there the Gra has a Girsa, also that you're not allowed to add on to the mitzvah from Lo Sosif Alav, from not adding on. So we see that the makor of this halacha from Baal Tosif is from Parshas Re'eh, Lo Sosif Alav, and not from Parshas Ve'eschanan, and therefore, according to the Girsa of the Gra, it's not a kash at all. However, according to the Girsa in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we have, we learn Baal Tosif from the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan, and we see that this pasuk of Baal Tosif is talking about the gufa mitzvah of Lo Sosifu Al Hadavar, is talking about the gufa mitzvah and not a new mitzvah. And in the Rambam, it's very clear that he holds like our Girsa in the Gemara, and therefore when the Rambam asks one from adding on to Birkas Kohanim, he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan. And therefore, the Rambam definitely wouldn't hold like the Gra, because the Gra says that it depends that Ve'eschanan is a new mitzvah. Re'eh, the pasuk in Re'eh of Lo Sosif Alav, is talking about adding on to the mitzvah itself. However, the Rambam, according to the Rambam's Girsa, our Girsa in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Isser of adding on to Birkas Kohanim is from the pasuk in Ve'eschanan, which according to the Gra means don't add a new mitzvah, but the Gemara says, according to the Rambam's Girsa, that it's saying don't add on to the mitzvah itself. So the Rambam, the Rambam cannot hold like the Gra. And we also, if we accept our gears in the Gemara, then the Gra can't be correct. Only if we accept his Shinu Girsos can the Gra be correct. But according to our gears in the Gemara, the Pasuk in Veschanan, of Lo Sosifu Al HaDavar, is forbidding one from adding on to the mitzvah itself, and not, as the Gra says, from adding on a new mitzvah. Good. So if that's the case, now that we've established that, we still need to understand why the Rambam always prefers the, except in that one instance, why, where the Gemara uses that pasuk, why does the Rambam always prefer the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh of Lo Sosif Alav and not the pasuk in Parshas Veschanan? So in order to answer this, and now with Baruch Hashem, we have in our packet the Gra. So it's nice to walk around with the Gra, Episod Gra. But we want to understand Shittas HaRambam now. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim and Halacha Tetz, writes, V'hoi l'v'yesh b'beis din l'gzor b'lesa d'avra mutter, ma'alzeh shesirat ha'loso sifal av lo sigur mimenu. Wait a second. The beis din is allowed to make new gzeirus. So how do we apply the Isser in the Torah of not adding on to the mitzvahs or not subtracting to the mitzvahs? The answer is, says the Rambam, that when you make new gzeiras, don't say that it's min haTorah. So that's the Rambam. So let's see the Rambam inside. Shelo lahosif al divrei Torah v'lo legromian v'lekboa hadavar laolam b'davar shehu min haTorah bein b'Torah shebichsav bein b'Torah shebaalpeh. Okay, so you're not allowed to add on or subtract from the Torah, whether it's Shebichsav or Shebaal Peh. Ketzad, Hare Katuv BaTorah Lo Sevashel Gedi BaChalev Imo. We know that it says you're not allowed to cook a goat in its milk, in the milk of its mother. Mipi Hashemua Lamdu Shezeh HaKasuv Vaser Levashel V'lecho Baser B'Chalav. And from tradition we have that this pasuk forbids us to cook and to eat Baser B'Chalav, whether it's Basar Behema or Basar Chaya. But what about Basar Oaf? What about fowl? What is the word chicken? Chicken is foul language. But fowl, but Basar Oaf, Mutter B'cholav in HaTorah. Im Yabo Beisdin V'yater Basar Chaya B'cholav. If Beisdin comes and they say you're allowed to eat meat and milk, so that's Goreya. Vim Yes or Basar Oaf. V'yomar shehu bichlal hagdi v'aser min haTorah reizem mosif. You know what it means to add on to the Torah, says the Rambam? To add on to the Torah, to subtract from the Torah, means to be matur something the Torah asur. To add on to the Torah means to say that it's min haTorah that one is not allowed to eat meat, fowl and milk. Fowl and milk are only an iser derabbanan, and that has to be clear. The rabbis aren't allowed to say that it's Asur Daraisa. Azoi Zakta Rambam. Comes the Ravid, Kedarko Bakodesh, and it says, Lotinsa Isra Mosif Elabu Mitzvah Sasei, Gon Lula, Vitfilin, Vitzitis, Vahayotse Ben, Bein Lusha, Bein Ludaros, Bein Shigaba, Bidvar Torah, Bein Shalokava. We only find an Isra Mosif if it's a Mitzvah Sasei, like Lula, Vitfilin, Tzitzis, and like those in that category, whether it's temporary for all the generations. Whether it was kavua, the rabbis were kaved as dvar Torah, whether they weren't. So in other words, the rabbit here is asking two kashas. He's being masik. He's disagreeing with the Rambam on two points. The Rambam says that the lav of Baal Tosef is shayach l'inyan isurim. And on that, the rabbit says no, that you can only be over in Baal Tosef with mitzvahs. The Rambam wanted to say Baal Tosef is in isurim. Don't say that basar of v'chalav is asur min haTorah. And the Ravid said, no, Baal Tosef is only mitzvahs, don't add on to mitzvahs, like lulav and tefillin, etc. And also the Rambam says that Baal Tosef is shayach dafka, where they were koveya, ledoros, as it being part of the Torah. As the Rambam writes, that you're now at lahosif al divrei Torah, v'likboa hadavar le'olam. and you're not allowed to add on to the Torah and be koveyed forever as being part of the Torah. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? It's not true. Even if not, you are over on Baal Tosef. That's why the Ravid says, Bein shekava d'var Torah, bein shelo kava, whether they were koveyed as d'var Torah or not, ledoros, they're still over on Baal Tosef. So we have to understand better what the Ravid and the Rambam are arguing about. So now we have the Rambam. The Rambam defines Baal Tosef as saying that a certain Isser, even the Rabbanan, is Asur min HaTorah, and the Ravid and being koveyed as part of the Torah. And the Ravid says whether you're koveyed as part of the Torah or not, you're over on Baal Tosef. And whether it's and only mitzvahs and not asurim. So he disagrees with the Rambam on 2 points. I was just reiterating that, because sometimes in life it's good to reiterate. I remember when I was a little boy, my mother would often tell me to do things like to clean up my room or to go to bed, and she often had to say it 2 or 3 dozen times until it was actually done. So eventually it sank in. Sweetest friends, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafnun and Dalet writes, Shenimnanu shlo nosif b'torah shebitzav v'lo b'torah shemalpeh v'al zeh ne'amar lo sosif olav. We were prevented from adding on to the written law, to the oral law, and that's what it means when it says in the Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, lo sosif olav. Ketzad yia tosefes, kasev aramam zal chacham amor shebasar of b'chalav, asr min haTorah. So what does it mean to add on? So he says in the name of the Rambam, when a Chacham says that Basar Of B'Cholov is Asur Min HaTorah, when in fact it's only Asur the Rabbanan. And he brings the Rambam in Hilchas Ma'amrim, and then he says that most of the Mefarshim say that Baal Tosef isn't Shayach in Mitzvah Slos HaSeis, it's only in Mitzvah HaSeis, and that's the Shita of the Ravid that we saw. And then at the end he says that if one is over on this, and he adds on mitzvahs, like for example, he makes 5 tortafos for his tefillin, or he takes 2 lulavs in his hand, or he sits in the sukkah after sukkahs, he's over on this lav, and he's chayv malchus. So why does he use these examples of tefillin, lulav, and sukkah? And now, like the Rambam, who says that whose example is a chacham who paskins that basar of is mutter. So it's because in the end, when he's summarizing, he's being machuyek ashitas harayvid in most of the mafarshim, that Baal Tosef isn't shaykh to lavin, only to essays, and therefore when he concludes like the Ravid. However, we still have to note that the Rambam says, explains, that the lav of Baal Tosef is talking about where Beis Din paskins a halacha, which is in addition to the Torah. So yes, the Mefarshim argue with the Rambam with respect to Los Asseis. They say, listen, if you add on a mitzvah, if you paskin a Los Asseis min haTorah, then that's Aser. If you paskin that a Los Asseis min haTorah, that's not the Aser of Baal Tosef. It's only talking about an Asseh. So that's what the Mefarshim argue with the Rambam about. However, with respect to mitzvahs Asseis, there could be a case where a Chacham would paskin that tefillin requires 5 totafos, and that would be, instead of 4, and that would be according to everybody. That would be us according to everybody. So when the Ravid at the end, when he was giving examples of Baal Tosef, why didn't he give that as an example? Why are his examples that a person makes 5 totafos for his tefillin? A person takes, and obviously wears it, a person takes 2 lulavs in his hand. A person sits in sukkah after the holiday. Why didn't the Chinuch use the example also, at the very least, of a chacham paskining that they're 5 totafos tefillin? A chacham paskining that you have to take 2 lulavs. So you see that the Chinuch understood dafka that Baal Tosef is in a maisa mitzvah. However, why did he change from what he said earlier? Earlier, the Rav, the Chinuch says, then what's the Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef is where the Chacham paskins. And then he switches around, and he says, no, it's not talking about the Chacham paskining. The example, he doesn't say no, but he ignores the example of the Chacham paskining, and he gives an example of somebody changing the Maisa HaMitzvah, adding on to the Maisa HaMitzvah. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvah Gadol, in the Smag, in the Losa says, if you use the Price, Rav Avram Price edition of the Snag. Forget about it, sweetest friends, and they know them have them. So there he explains that the lav of Baal Tosif is when you pass him that there are five Totafos, and that's what the Chinuch should have also said. And that's not shaykh to the Machlokas HaRambam. Beseder, the Chinuch doesn't want to pass him like the Rambam. He wants to pass him like the other Mefarshim, that it's only talking about mitzvahs and says, b'vakasha. But on the Nekuda that the Rambam says, it's talking about where a Chacham paskins an additional mitzvah, that that's the Baal Tosif. So there the Mefarshim don't argue. There the Mefarshim agree that it's Asr, where the Chacham paskins. So why did the Chinuch use dafka the example of when somebody adds on to the Maisa mitzvah and not when a Chacham paskins that there's an additional mitzvah? Or where a Chacham paskins to add on to the Maisa HaMitzvah. So that the Chinuch doesn't say. So now we have to understand the Chinuch. So just to summarize, because there's a lot of material here, sweetest friends, and I very much don't want to lose you. So we had the Rambam. The Rambam defines Baal Tosif as a Chacham paskening that a certain Aveiro is min HaTorah when it is really not. And the Ravid argues with that, and he says that it's only talking about mitzvahs aseis, and not mitzvahs lo aseis, so Baal Tosif is only a mitzvah aseis. And B, he also argues, and he says that the Rambam says it's dafka when they make it ledoros and as part of the Torah. And the Ravid says that no, even if they don't, bein shekava b'dvar Torah, bein shelokava. Whether they made it ledoros as part of divrei Torah, or whether they didn't, it doesn't matter, you're over b'chol ofen, in any case. So that's the argument between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Chinuch brings down the sheet of the Rambam, he brings down the sheet of the Ravid, and many other Mefarshim will argue that say it's only talking about an essay. And then when he gives an example, he gives the example of somebody adding on to the Maisa HaMitzvah. And we ask, why give that as an example? Why not give the example of somebody paskening that you should add on to the Maisa HaMitzvah? Or somebody paskening that there is a new mitzvah? Why does the Ravid use the example of a person doing adding on in his Maisa to the Maisa HaMitzvah? So we see from this, why does the Chinuch do that? Why does the Chinuch give the example of a person adding on to the Maisa mitzvah and not the Rav paskening that a mitzvah is min HaTorah, which is the way the Rambam learned it, and also the Ravid didn't argue on that point? So you see then that the Chinuch is learning that Baal Tosif, being that a Chacham or a Beis Din paskens that a mitzvah is in the Torah when it is really not, is dafka shitas haRambam. But according to the shitas haRavid, who argues with the Rambam with respect to Lavin, and with respect to the Rambam saying that it has to be your koveit ledoros, and the Ravid says that it doesn't have to be. So the Ravid is also arguing with the Rambam when he says that the Baal Tosif, according to the way the Chinuch is learning, that the Baal Tosif is the Rambam holds when a Chacham paskins that there's a new mitzvah, and the Ravid is going to argue and he's going to say, no, there is no Baal Tosif when a Chacham paskins there's an extra mitzvah. And the whole Baal Tosif is when there's an addition in the Maisa HaMitzvah. So that's why the Chinuch, if you remember what the Chinuch said, first he mentioned the Rambam, the Rambam's Shita, then he said many argue with the Rambam, like the Ravid, and then he concluded with the example of a person putting on five totafos. So from that we see that he's learning that that's the Ravid Shita. That the Ravid holds that the Isser is not a psak, as the Rambam holds. The Isser is the Maisa. And the explanation of this is that the Chinuch is learning that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing what is the Yisod mitzvah of Baal Tosif. What is the fundamental underlying mitzvah of Baal Tosif? Or the fundamental principle underlying the mitzvah of Baal Tosif. According to the Ravid, the lav of Baal Tosif is kipshuto, that there's an isser to add on to Maisa HaMitzvahs, and that's the whole isser, you're not allowed to change Tzuras HaMitzvah. And that's definitely the pashtus in the isser of Baal Tosif, like it says in the Sifri gives the example of wearing, of tefillin, and of tzitzis. There it gives an examples in the Sifri of adding on to to the Maisa HaMitzvah. And we also find in the Gemara, the examples in the Gemara of Baal Tosif. It talks about Baal Tosif when sitting in the Sukkah, Baal Tosif with the Arab Aminim, Baal Tosif when you put the sprinkle the dam in the Mizbeach. These are all Isurim in the Maisa HaMitzvah. However, the Rambam doesn't hold like this. The Rambam explains that the Ikar Ashar of Baal Tosif with respect to a Beis Din is with respect to a Beis Din that paskins that a mitzvah which is not Minat Torah is Minat Torah. And the Rambam doesn't mention the Isser of Baal Tosif in Maisa Mitzvahs. And it behooves us, therefore, to try to understand better the sheet of the Rambam. Because now that we see that Pashtus in Shas, Shas understands that, not the political party, the set of Svarim, that the Isser of Baal Tosif is a Hosafa in the Maisa HaMitzvah. And that's the way the Chinuch is learning. And that's the way the Chinuch learns the Ravid. So Medar Franstein, the Rambam. Why does the Rambam change from the Pashtus? The Pashtus of Baal Tosif, according to Chazal, is adding on to the Maisa HaMitzvah. So why does the Rambam say that Baal Tosif is when you're changing the Psak, you're paskening that a mitzvah is Min HaTorah, when the Emes it's not Min HaTorah? So we see B'das HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that the lav of Baal Tosif is not because of the Isser to change and add on to mitzvahs. The Yesod Isser Baal Tosif, sweetest friends, is to change what's written in the Torah. And because of this warning, not to add on to the Torah, we have this Isser of Baal Tosif that through adding on a psak to say that a mitzvah is not min haTorah, is min haTorah, excuse me, when it's really not min haTorah, that's the Isser of Baal Tosif. Now, this is very important. When you add on to the Maisa HaMitzvah, you're changing what's written in the Torah. One is distorting the Torah. That is the Isser of changing the Maisa HaMitzvah. So the Isser of changing the Maisa HaMitzvah, of adding on to the Maisa HaMitzvah, is not because you added on to the Maisa HaMitzvah. The reason adding on to the Maisa HaMitzvah is Isser is because one is distorting the Torah. And therefore, again, according to the Rambam, the Yesod HaIsser is changing what's written in the Torah. One can change what is written in the Torah by paskening differently than is written in the Torah. Because one says that there's a certain mitzvah which doesn't really exist in the Torah. And if one says that, he's changing the Torah. And in addition to that, there is also an Isser to add on to the Maisa HaMitzvah, because that also distorts what's written in the Torah. It's really both. But the Yesod is changing what's written in the Torah. And this can be done by paskening differently than the Torah, and it can be done by acting differently than the Torah, but acting from the Torah is Usser only because one is perverting, distorting what it says in the Torah. And not because it's Usser to add on to the mitzvah itself. And we see this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs here. In Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, Shig, it says, Hisayim mehosif b'Torah, lo b'kasev lo b'mekubal. We're not allowed to change what's written in the Torah. Now we have in tradition. And the Rambam never mentions anything about adding on to mitzvahs. He says it's Usser lehosif b'Torah. Hisayim mehosif b'Torah. One is not allowed to change the Torah. So of course the Rambam's not arguing with all the Gemaras that talk about changing the Maisa Mitzvah. But the issue of changing the Maisa Mitzvah is because you're changing what's written in the Torah. And so the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to Hilchos Mamrim, Shelo Hosif al HaTorah v'lo b'mitzvahs shebichsav v'lo b'peirushan shelamadna mipi HaShmua. So the Rambam says that you're not allowed to add on to the Torah, not in the written mitzvahs and not in their explanations that we learn from tradition. So we see that the whole Ikar Yisod Halav is because we are not allowed to add on to the Torah, Shel Hosif Ala Torah. And when one adds on to mitzvahs, one is essentially adding on to the Torah. And one can also look in the ninth parak of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah and Halacha Aleph. Davar Baru Mefurish B'Torah Shei Mitzvah Medes Le'olam Lo Me'olamim. Ein Lalo Shinu V'lo Yiruon V'lo Tosef Es Shinem Es Kol Davar She'an Ochi Mitzav Eschem Oso Tishmeru Nasos Lo Sosef Ola V'lo Sigra Mimenu. It's very clear and explicit in the Torah that this mitzvah that we have in the Torah stands forever. It has no change. You can't add on to it. You can't subtract to it. Because it says, the thing that I command you today, you should guard it. Don't add on to it. Don't subtract from it. So the Rambam explains that what it says in the Torah, the mitzvahs in the Torah are eternal. There's going to be no change. And he brings the pasuk of Lo Sosef Alav, this pasuk that we have here in Sefer Mitzvahs from Parshas Re'eh. And we see that this Isser of Baal Tosef is not to change Divrei Torah, because the Torah is eternal, and it's not a din in the Maisa HaMitzvahs. And so is explicit Mamish. This is so gewaldig, so mechudish, yet so emes. In the Perish HaMishnah is to Perik Chelek, when the Rambam is explaining the Yud Gimel Ikarim, HaHetek, V'hukya Torah, Azos Mu'atek Atzmeis HaBorei Hashem Yisbarach V'lo Mezul Aso. This Torah was copied from Hashem and not from anyone else. V'aleh, in Lahosif U'menu, in the Gorah, L'obitar Shavuzav, L'obitar Shabal Peh. And we're not allowed to add on or subtract from the Torah because this Torah is directly from God. As it says, don't add on, don't subtract. So again, you see that it's not about being Mosif the Maisa HaIsser, Maisa HaMitzvah. Rather, it's not changing the Torah God gave us. And when one does a Maisa Mitzvah differently than what's written in the Torah, if one adds on to it, then one is changing the Torah God gave to us. But it's not because of the Etzem HaMaisa. It's because of one changing what the mitzvah God gave. So that could be done by paskening, and that can also be done by doing. And according to this, it appears pashut, when we explain the Rambam says that the Ikar Asaras Baal Tosef is la'inyan horas based in dafka. Because according to what we explain, the yisod of the Asara of Baal Tosef is an Asara not to change Divrei Torah. And not because of the Hosafa and the Maisa HaMitzvahs. And therefore, Adarabba, the Iker Tzuras HaHosafa on what's written in the Torah is when you paskin differently. So if the Iker was that you're now allowed to add on to mitzvahs, so the Rambam should have said, five totafos. When you do them, you don't do the Maisa Mitzvah differently. But according to what we're saying, Adarabba, the Iker Tzuras HaVeras HaHosafa is what's it really usher to add when you're adding on to the Torah. What's the main way of adding on to the Torah? When you paskin, that's like more direct. When you paskin, one must take two lulavim. So that psak, when you say the Torah says you should take two lulavim, that psak is a lot closer to Baal Tosef than just taking two lulavim. When one takes two lulavim, one's also distorting what it says in the Torah, because the Torah says to take one lulav. But when you paskin, that's the most direct, that's the clearest transgression of the Isser. Because the Isser is changing what it says in the Torah. So if one says differently than what the Torah says, then that's very clear and direct. Whereas when one just does a Maisa, so that's also of an Avera of Baal Tosef. However, it's only an Avera, not because of the Etzem HaMaisa, but because of what that Maisa says. That Maisa says that the Torah is telling you to take two lulavim. So when one actually says to take two lulavim, so that's much clearer, that's much more, that's the Ikar Nekuda, to add on to the Torah by saying that there's two lulavim. That way you're adding on to the Torah. If you take two lulavim, it's only like you're saying that the Torah says to take two lulavim. So that's also us. But it's only usher because it's like saying that they're two lulavim, which is changing the Torah, because the Yisoda Isser is changing what it says in the Torah. And therefore, when the Rambam tells us what Baal Tosef is about, he doesn't mention adding on in the Maisa Mitzvah. He only mentions adding on the Psak. Because the Rambam learns that that's what it's all about. It's about saying that something which isn't written in the Torah is written in the Torah. And it emerges according to this, that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing about the Yesod Isser of Baal Tosef. According to the Ravid, it's because you're not allowed to add on and change mitzvahs. Mashein Ken, according to the Rambam, that the Yesod is because of the Yesod HaIsser, is that you're not allowed to change what's written in the Torah, that you're saying that's something which isn't in the Torah, is in the Torah, and one is distorting the Torah. So it's not an Isser of adding and subtracting from Maisa HaMitzvahs. It's an Isser of distorting the Torah. And Mimela, the Rambam Lashitaso holds, that you shouldn't be Mechalek between Mitzvahs essays and Mitzvahs Los essays. Since one is not allowed to distort the Torah, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a Mitzvah Say or a Mitzvah Los essay. And we can also understand the Rambam's Psak, that it's only if the Chacham or Chachamim say that this halacha is included in the Torah, and they made it this way for the generations. Because since the whole Ikar Yisod is that you're now allowed to change what's written in the Torah, so if they only make a temporary takana, there's no Shinu B'Divrei Torah, and there's no Baal Tosef. However, according to the Ravid who holds Kipshuto, that the whole Ikar Din of Baal Tosef is because one is not allowed to add on to the Maisa Mitzvahs. So apparently then he doesn't hold of this klal, that it's about Horas Beis Din. Because what does Horas Beis Din have to do with the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Ravid holds that it's changing the Maisa HaMitzvah. So the Ravid isn't bothered by Horas Beis Din when the Beis Din paskins that something is us or when it's not. And that's what we said in the Chinuch, who paskins like the Ravid and never again mentions anything about this distorted psak, about paskining something which isn't really in the Torah, that it is in the Torah. And since that's so, it's pashut that the whole Ikar Baal Tosef is shayach dafka to mitzvah saseh, according to the Ravid, but not to Isurim, because Isurim, so what? You're not adding on to the Maisa HaIsser. When you add on to a mitzvah saseh, somebody is doing something more than the Torah said. That's changing the Maisa Mitzvah. But in Isurim, let's say they say that basar ofu chalav is asur min haTorah. So let's say somebody doesn't eat basar va'of because they think it's asur min haTorah. So they didn't do anything. They didn't change any Maisa Mitzvah. So it's only when you change a Maisa Mitzvah that one is over. But in Isurim, where it's you're refraining from doing something very often. For example, one doesn't eat, we're not eating unkosher. And then one also refrains from eating salmon. So salmon's a kosher fish. But by not eating salmon, one is not changing any Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore, it's only in Mitzvah Saseis where we can find Baal Tosef. Because that's changing the Maisa Mitzvah. But not lotases. Because when one does a lotase differently, so he's not changing the Maisa HaIsser. There's no different Maisa Isser in a lotase. The Isser is an ase. The Torah says four totafos and one puts on five. But if one doesn't eat chametz on Pesach, so then how is he changing the Maisa Isser? There's no way to change that Maisa Isser. There's nothing to change. So the Kesef Mishnah was bothered by the Ravid. He said, why don't you paskin that there's an Isser to be Mosif on a lav also? Why only Aseis? So the answer is that that's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is changing. You do a mitzvah in a way differently than the Torah told you to do the mitzvah. And then it's pashut then that according to the Ravid, there's no place for the klal of the Rambam, that they have to be koveyet ledoros in the Torah. That it's kavua ledoros, and that it's also dvar Torah. Because that's only shayach when we talk about an Isser, changing what's written in the Torah. So don't change the Doros, say that the Doros, this is written in the Torah, that it's written in the Torah, that one should take two lulavim, that's the Rambam. But according to the Ravid, the Isser is that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah in a different way, you're not allowed to add on to a Maisa mitzvah. So what does it matter if you're adding on to the Maisa mitzvah the Doros, or you're adding on to the Maisa mitzvah the Shah? Or you say it's included in the Torah, or it's not included in the Torah. One is not allowed to be Mosif, b'maisa ha-mitzvah, and this person was Mosif. So why shouldn't he be over in Baal Tosif? So sweetest friends, it really comes out here very, very beautifully. That we have the sheet of the Rambam who says the Isser is a different psak, and therefore following that line of thought, he says that you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to say that it's Ladoros in the Torah, because it's psak. And the Rambam says it applies to Aseh and Losaseh, because it's also it's distorting what's written in the Torah. So that's the Isser is distorting what's written in the Torah, which means passing what's not in the Torah is really in the Torah, and therefore it has to be Ladoros and not Lashah, and it has to be Ladoros and not Lashah, and then one has to be Koveid as part of the Torah. Because the Isser is distorting what's written in the Torah. Mashen Ken, according to the Ravid, at least the way the Chinuch seems to be learning the Ravid, the Isser is changing a Maisa HaMitzvah. When one does a mitzvah, one is doing it adding on to what the Torah says. So if one does that, doesn't matter whether it's the Shah or the Doros, and it's dafka going to be a mitzvah, not a lav, and it doesn't matter whether he says it is in the Torah, it isn't in the Torah, what does it matter? He changed his Maisa mitzvah. Which brings us back to the Rambam's sweetest friends. How does the Rambam know that Baal Tosif is because you're changing what's written in the Torah, that you're distorting the Torah. And there he says that the Ikrit Suras Averas Baal Tosif is Horaz Beis Din. Again, we find in Shas that Baal Tosif is changing the Maisa HaMitzvah. So what's the Makor of the Sheet of the Rambam? So it seems, says the Drishas Pikudecha, that the Rambam in his Akdama to his Sefer writes, V'alma hizhira Torah, lo sosif ala v'lo sigur mimenu. What does the Torah warn us? Not to add on, not to subtract. Shelo yehe navi v'ashoy l'chadish dover v'lomar. She'akadosh baruch hu tzivo v'mitzvah zu, lehosif ala mitzvah satorah, o l'chaser achas me'elu hatayag mitzvahs. So lo sosif and lo sigra is that a Navi is not allowed to be mechadesh and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him in this mitzvah to add it on to the Torah or to subtract it from the Taryag mitzvahs. Now we have to understand this Rambam. Because first he started off and he said, let me explain to you what Baal Tosif is about. Aba ma'asi or Torah lo tosif lo sigra menu. And then all of a sudden he starts talking about lo yeh Navi rashay lechadesh davar. That a Navi isn't allowed to tell you anything new that's not written in the Torah. What does one have to do with the other? It says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs. And Chazal learned, a Navi's not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs. You see numerous gemaras. So what's this whole inyan of the Navi adding on when the Rambam is talking about Baal Tosif? The answer is Pashut, that according to the Rambam, when it says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, She'ein, Navi, Rashoi, V'chadish, Dover, Me'ata, that is not a new Isser of a Navi. That is because of a Chiddush Din, that even a Navi isn't allowed to add on to the Torah. The Ikar Yisoda Isser is that one is Baal Tosif, one's not allowed to change from the Torah. And the Chiddush of Eila HaMitzvahs is that not only is a regular person not allowed to change what it says in the Torah, but even a Navi is not allowed to change what it says in the Torah. And that's also what the Rambam says in the ninth parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where he starts off talking about Baal Tosif, and then he continues talking about Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadish Davar Me'ata, because it's all the same thing. The Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadish Davar Me'ata is because of Baal Tosif. And since it's Pashut, that this halach of Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadish is because the Torah is eternal, and it's not changed, it's immutable, it's not changing, So memeila, that is also going to be the yisod of Baal Tosif. The yisod of Baal Tosif is the yisod of Ein Navi Rashay L'Chadish Dover. It's all the same parasha. It's all the same idea. Ein Navi Rashay L'Chadish Dover because the Torah is eternal, and Baal Tosif because the Torah is eternal. And if you look in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, it's beautiful that the Rambam wrote conditions with respect to the halacha of a Navi, and he's mechalek between the Fisha and the Doros, and he writes that he's not allowed to add or subtract a mitzvah or to change the perish of a mitzvah. So if you see what the Rambam says about with respect to a Navi, the Rambam also says with respect to a Beis Din in Hilchos Mamrim. So it's really the same halacha. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to change the Torah. Changing the Torah applies to Psak Beis Din. Changing the Torah applies to a Navi. But it's all in the category of Shinui HaTorah. And if you look in the Ramban, in Parshas Ve'eschanan on the Pasuk of Baal Tosif, so you'll see there, the Rambam seems to, Ramban seems to hold that the Ein Navi Rashay L'Chadish Dover Me'ata is a Gilui, that a Navi is also Musar in Baal Tosif. So based on what we explained in the Shitas HaRambam, in the lab of Baal Tosif, we can say that the Rambam holds that the Baal Tosif of Parshas Ve'eschanan and the Baal Tosif of Parshas Re'eh are two different Isurim. The Baal Tosif of Parshas Re'eh, where the Pasuk says, Lo Sosif Alav, and the Rambam writes that this Rambam always uses this pasuk, and the Rambam holds that this Isser, the Isser of Parshas Re'eh, is the Isser on the Beis Din, is the Isser to change Divrei Torah. However, if you look in Parshas Ve'eschanan, in the pasuk of Lo Sosifu Al HaDavar, there the end of the pasuk is Lishmor Etz Mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem. So that the Rambam holds is an Azhar of Baal Tosif that's referring to the Maisa HaMitzvahs, that one is not allowed to add on to the Maisa HaMitzvahs, like we said in the Sheet of the Ravid, which is the Iker Lav of Baal Tosif. And we could say, possibly, that it's usher to take five minim and not four, that's because of Parshas Ve'eschanan alone. And it's not included in the Azhar of Parshas Re'eh. Because Parshas Re'eh is a shinui in the explanation of Divrei Torah. However, from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it doesn't appear this way. Because yes, he opens up and he says that we're commanded not to add on to the Torah. And it's meduyuk in the Rambam that the Isser is not changing the Maisa HaMitzvah, but rather distorting the Torah. His harno may hosif the Torah, lo bakasav lo b'mekubal. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, ubebir amu b'mekomos rabim, v'over mishum Baal Tosif, avart al Baal Tosif. Now these Lashonos, where it says, in Shas, that, like the Rambam says, it would be or amru b'mekomos rabin, the over mishum Baal Tosif, avart al Baal Tosif. So these lashonos, if you're over in Baal Tosif, is where it's talking about the Maisa HaMitzvah. So even when one is over, when one changes the Maisa HaMitzvah, one is really over on the lav of Parshas Re'eh, of changing what's written in the Torah. And this can be explained very easily. That even when one is mosif the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Yisr isn't because of the act that he did. It's because of what his act shows. It's because by doing this act, he is showing that the Torah says what it doesn't say. He's distorting the Torah. He's changing the Torah. So one can change the Torah verbally, and one can change the Torah by acting in a certain way. So when he wears five totafos on his tefillin, it's like saying the Torah says to wear five totafos. And so, therefore, that, sweetest friends, is according to the Rambam, the Yisod Isser of Baal Tosif, the Isser of Baal Tosif Re'eh is changing what it says in the Torah, distorting the meaning of the Torah. In Vaschanan, the Isser there is doing a different Maisa, as it says in the Pasuk, Tishmu, that one should guard the mitzvahs, one shouldn't change the Maisa. However, even when one changes the Maisa, it seems from the Rambam, that is also because of the Isser of Parshas Re'eh, of distorting the meaning of the Torah, and not because one changed the Maisa HaMitzvah itself, but rather because of what he is showing. His act shows that the Torah says what it doesn't say, and Mali L'shanas B'peh V'mali L'shanas B'maisa. So anyway, sweetest friends, just to summarize, we had here a Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam's shita is that the Yisod HaIsser is distorting the meaning of the Torah. That according to the Ravid, the Isser is the changing from the Guf Maisa HaMitzvah. And based on the Rambam's shita, the Rambam says that primarily when he talks about it, he talks about giving a different psak. The Ravid says that it's talking about doing a mitzvah differently, and therefore according to the Rambam, the psak has to be Lidoros. And according to the Ravid, it doesn't matter if it's Lidoros, because the ikkar is that you change the Maisa Mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's not the ikkar. The ikkar is that you change what it says in the Torah, and the Torah is eternal. So it has to be Lidoros. And the Rambam holds its essays and los assays, because one is distorting the meaning of the Torah. When he passes that, a los assay is usher when it's really not. And according to the Ravid, who holds that it's a shinin a Maisa Mitzvah, it's only when one does a mitzvah assay differently. So that is basically, in a nutshell, the Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, and the differences between the Pesukim. We saw the growls of the differences between Veschanan and Re'eh, are that and the Pasuk in Re'eh is talking about adding on to the mitzvah itself, and the Pasuk in Veschanan is talking about adding on a new mitzvah to the Taryag. However, we saw that the Rambam clearly doesn't hold this way, and according to our Gersa in the Gemara, it doesn't work out that way. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Gemara. According to his Gersa, it does work out. And the Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping to see after the Shemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the Koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the Moach, that B'li Neder, we will continue this train of thought in a coming Shir. And in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we have a new Havana into Baal Tosif. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.